Good afternoon. We continue to track a cold front out past New England and over the Atlantic Ocean, taking most of the showers and thunderstorms and the humidity that was in the air yesterday along with it. With the dew points coming down considerably, it will be a more comfortable day with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the middle and upper 70s. Also, in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, a cool pool of air from the Great Lakes will pivot through the region today and tomorrow. With that cool pool of air overhead, this will create instability, and we do run the risk at a couple of passing showers, especially over the highest terrain during the afternoon. This action will settle down overnight tonight with partly to mostly clear skies and temperatures back into the 50s. Same story tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds, comfortably mild, with the risk of a shower across the highest terrain and highs mainly in the middle 70s. On Friday, on the backside of high pressure, we'll start to see a warming trend develop. Skies will be mostly sunny. We'll lose the instability, and highs will reach up to about 80. The humidity will remain in check, so it will be pleasant. Humidity will start to creep back in on Saturday as the wind shifts around to the south or southwest, and skies will be partly sunny during the afternoon. High temperatures will be back into the lower and some middle 80s. With the humidity building on Sunday, we run the risk at a couple of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s, and it looks like it stays warm and in the mid-80s into the beginning of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Erica, located about 390 miles east of Antigua in the Lesser Antilles. Erica is moving toward the west near 18 miles per hour and a west to west-northwestward motion at a slightly slower forward speed is expected over the next 48 hours. On the forecast track, the center of Erica will move near or over portions of the Leeward Islands tonight and move near the Virgin Islands tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some slow strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours. A tropical storm warning is in effect for the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Vieques, and Culebra, as well as most of the rest of the northern Leeward Islands. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Bodie State Park, also in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the middle to upper 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 59, the record high, 98, set in 1948, and the record low, 40, in 1942. Sunrise this morning was at 6:13 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:40 p.m., 13 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. A mix of sun and clouds today with a passing shower possible, mainly in the mountains, with highs in the 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, and Poughkeepsie, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown. A mix of sun and clouds today with a passing shower possible, mainly in the mountains, with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds remaining comfortably mild with the risk of a shower across the higher terrain and highs in the middle to upper 70s. Mostly sunny skies on Friday with the humidity staying down and highs around 80. On Saturday, partly sunny with a bit more humidity, highs reaching into the lower to mid 80s. The risk of a shower or thunderstorm on Sunday, but mainly dry with a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid 80s, staying in the mid 80s with a mix of sun and clouds for the day on Monday, and another chance for a thunderstorm on Tuesday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and staying warm with highs in the middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.